official app workstation. North Shore 104.9 WBOQ Gloucester.
The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. How are you this morning? It is beautiful outside. Finally, I'm so excited. I finally got to go outside yesterday. We opened the pool a couple days ago. No, we're not swimming in it because the temperature is 52 degrees, but it was certainly nice to see the water rippling across the pool. The bark mulch is in, the lawn furniture went out, and we can finally get out of the quarantine state that we are in our house and leverage the backyard. I mean, it's kind of nice. This is week 7 for me working from my home, and it's been interesting. I mean, for all of you, I mean, all of us have had our lives changed a little bit, or a lot in some cases. The kids are home. We're at home. We're trying to do the very best we can. We are navigating through the supermarket and the hardware store when we need it. We are out on our daily walks, and we are trying to cook as many different things as we can possibly figure out how to cook. I do find it fascinating, though, that there are, when you walk into the supermarket, what's missing? You know, you walk up and down the aisles of Stop and Shop or Market Basket, and you want to find a pound of flour? Forget it. Everybody seems to want to be baking something. There's flour and sugar is gone. And all the frozen foods. I mean, it's the other people that are like, I don't want to make anything. I just want to stick it in the microwave. I want it to be cooked. And so frozen stuff, forget it. You know, you can't find that stuff. It's been very interesting. And even yesterday, I was at the supermarket and the canned goods section was getting kind of thin. Canned goods section. I mean, really, I mean, I'm not down to Chef Boyardee raviolis or SpaghettiOs just yet. I mean, we are cooking stuff. And the thing that's interesting is now we're cooking 3 meals a day. And what's fascinating is even though we're making 3 meals a day, we're saving a lot of money. Yeah, this is our show's Dollars and Cents. We are here each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. each and every Sunday. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across from the street from the currently closed North Shore Mall and right above the currently closed Alto Forno Restaurant. We are on the second floor. Our office could be open because it's considered an essential business, but we are not. We've actually asked our staff, and they've happily decided to work all from their homes. We have this great digital telephone system and computer system, so we can do this without any problem working from home, though we do miss meeting our clients in the office on a regular basis. And we'll get back there. It's going to happen soon. I really believe that. Nevertheless, though, life is different, but we're spending different. I mean, think about the way many of us would spend money on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis. Yes, for many of us, we have been furloughed. 30 million people have either been laid off or furloughed, and they've had to collect unemployment checks. And that's discouraging, very discouraging, especially when you look at the statistics and those charts that come across the screen in your area news station, and you see this very, what looks like a low line, because the number was around 250,000 to 300,000 people applying for unemployment benefits on a weekly basis. And then you have a day when there's 8 million and then 5 million and then 3 million. And now we're at 30 million collective people collecting unemployment right now. However, as frustrating as it is, many of those people collecting unemployment are happily doing so. I know that doesn't sound very good, but many of those people are happily doing so because they're making more money. Yeah. I don't think that was the intent of how this was all supposed to work out when we had to start shutting down and closing down businesses and stuff. But it is a positive consequence for many and a challenging consequence for others. Mm-hmm. I thought he might be interested to learn a little bit about how this unemployment system thing works. We're here, many of us, well, if you're listening to this station, you're in the Massachusetts area, probably on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, or the Southern New Hampshire area, because that's where the signal really goes. But many of you I know listen to our podcasts. They tune in from the North Shore 104.9 app. I know I have some listeners in India that tune into this radio show on a regular basis. We got a guy out in Las Vegas that called me a couple weeks ago, and he says, are you still doing your show? He says, I heard a repeat 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I was still doing the show. I was just taking a week off. Speaking of, I was about to say Los Angeles, and I just saw across the wire, it looks like there was an earthquake, 3.3 magnitude earthquake in Los Angeles. I haven't heard much reports on that. That's just breaking news headline that I'm sharing with you at this moment. Nevertheless, I told you I would talk to you a little bit about these unemployment checks. And what's kind of interesting here is, did you know that the state of Massachusetts, though many people will say, oh, got to get out of Massachusetts, it's Taxachusetts, got to get out of this place, got to move to Florida, got to go to New Hampshire. Did you know that Massachusetts is one of the most, if not the most generous state when it comes to unemployment benefits? Huh? Well, let me explain this to you. Generally, if you've ever filed for unemployment, and I will tell you, honestly, personally, I've never filed for unemployment. And I know for many of you that are part of the 30 million Americans that have filed for unemployment, this was your first time in the history of your lifetime that you've ever applied for unemployment benefits. But what generally happens, what you get, is let's say you're making $1,000 a week. Maybe you're making 50 some odd thousand or $48,000 a year. If you're making $1,000 a week, you're generally entitled for unemployment to get about half of what you are earning. So half of $1,000 is $500. So you get your $500 a week unemployment check for, it could be upwards of 26, 30 weeks. As long as you were continuing to go out and look for work, the government would continue to provide you with some kind of financial sustenance so that you could cover your day-to-day expenses while you were out looking for a job. Well, with this pandemic unemployment assistance that's rolled out, things have changed up a little bit. Not only are you getting your $500, but the government wants to give you an extra $600. So $500 plus $600, that adds up to $1,100. And the last I looked, when I go back to my school books and start thinking, I mean, $1,100 is more than $1,000. That means that you're making more money not working than working. So in a sense, you're being paid to stay home. You're being paid to stay home. Is that a good thing? Well, sure. I mean, we're keeping America safe. We're keeping people safer because we're out of the public scope of things. But there's also a disincentive for many of these folks to go back to work when the world starts to open. And I don't know if that's the healthiest thing either. Look, we've heard from many of these small business owners that have applied for what's called the PPP loan, the Payroll Protection Program. And they've been given a loan, an amount of money that the government has said, here, use this money to continue to pay your employees and also use it to cover your rent expense or your utilities expense. And there are stories that are out there today where these small business owners who are working hard for their employees to get them to come back to work, even though the business might not even be open, but to use those employees to help them try to rebuild and restructure and rearrange whatever it is, the business. And the employees are saying, I'm not coming back to work. I'm making more money sitting at home. And so how does that make the employer, the business owner, feel? The business owner is trying to do what they think is best for their employees and for their own business, and they can't even entice their own employees to come back because many employees are collecting a larger check from the government. My daughter, I think I told you this story, my daughter Alana is down in Rhode Island right now. And she has two friends who are working internship jobs this spring. And of course, those internships, these paid internships, got cut. They're making $180 a week working an internship. So they go to apply for unemployment. So they get a check for $90 plus $600. Yeah. They're like, this is the coolest thing ever. Why would we ever go back to work? Why should I even look for a summer job this year? Folks, this is a little crazy. We have to try to change and rethink about what's going on. But here's the positive thing. There are some positive things here. The savings rate, believe it or not, despite the fact that the market is going through some challenging times, the economy is going through some challenging times, there are people that are saving more money than they've ever saved before. You probably don't think about it that way, but we are. We're saving more money than ever before because we're not spending any money. Look, I think you're spending probably less money than you're spending right now. Because you're not spending it on frivolous and crazy things. You're not going out to eat. You're not buying vacations. You're not traveling anywhere. You're not, basically all we're doing was eat and pay the basic expenses. It's a little challenging. It's a dilemma that we face. Should we go back into society? Should we re-engage in society? Go back to work, try to restart the economy? Well, business owners are certainly saying, yeah, come back. We need that revenue. We need that all to happen. And then the employees are saying, hold on a second. We got to be safe here. Got to be safe. But also in the back of the head, they're thinking, I'm making more money than I've ever been making before. Just sitting on my bum here at the house. What should I do? It's a dilemma. We will get through this. But these are challenging issues that we need to wrestle with based upon the industry, the business that we're all in. And there's a lot of other challenges that we're facing right now. One of the things that isn't getting much attention, to tell you the truth, is the fact that there are millions, literally millions of 18-year-olds that have just had the last three months of their senior year of high school ripped away from them. They've been told, don't come to school. Well, all of the kids have been told, don't come to school, but don't come to graduation. Don't have a senior prom. Don't have your senior week. Just stay at home and thanks and create your own memories at your house, perhaps through a Zoom call. Well, later in this show, I want to share with you some good news. You've seen this John Krasinski show that comes out each and every week on YouTube. It's called Some Good News. Well, there is a good news story that is happening in North Andover that is going to blow you away. And if you're in another listening town or an area town, you're going to hear about this story and you're going to say, we got to do this. This is something that is powerful, impactful, and will be forever memorable to the graduating seniors at North Andover High School. So we're going to invite woman by the name of Jen Rivers, who's going to join me around 8:30 today to tell this story. And let me tell you, folks, you are going to love this story. And maybe there's a way that you can help out as well. All right, we got to take a quick break. But when we get back, we're going to talk about more about these stimulus checks. Are you getting your checks? I want to talk about beneficiary designations. And I also want to continue this conversation about these unemployment checks as to why in Massachusetts people here are getting more money than many other people throughout this country. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Stay home. Stay home.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, where we've been providing financial planning and investment advice to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the southern New Hampshire area since 1968. That's right. I was in diapers then. I was two. It was not me that was offering advice back then. It was my father who started our firm more than 52 years ago. And here we are, several generations later of clients and a second generation family business, of course, where we continue to provide that advice to individuals. And one of the things that people oftentimes ask me is they say, Mark, you know, you've been doing this 52 years. We've heard of your firm. We see your building sometimes over across from the North Shore Mall. I know you've been doing this a while. You must deal with some super wealthy people. Well, the truth is, folks, no, that's not the truth. We do not deal with super wealthy people. We deal with the typical American, typical North Shore resident who's probably your neighbor or might even be you. Let me try to describe to you a little bit about the type of people who we're working with, because it's not the super wealthy. On the other side, I will also tell you it's not those folks that have what I call negative cash flow issues, meaning that on a month-to-month, year-to-year basis, they're spending more than what's coming into the household. So the typical client that we serve is someone that is generally 50 plus, age 50 plus. Oftentimes they're a couple, sometimes they're single because they're divorced, widowed, or just plain single. Many of them are making, from a work standpoint, a household income of somewhere between, I don't know, anywhere from $75,000 to $250,000. I know that's a wide range, but it can depend. You know, if you're married, sometimes it's even a little bit more than that. There are some folks that are making $300,000, $400,000, but most of it's between $75,000 and $250,000. Many of these people have kids. They got a mortgage on their house or perhaps close to paying off the mortgage. They may be getting ready to send their kids off to college, or perhaps their kids are out of school right now and they're trying to say, oh my goodness, I'm approaching this period of time in my life when I'm about getting ready to stop working. And I've built up some money in my 401k plan and my 403b plan. Perhaps I have a pension through the Teachers Association, or maybe I'm a police officer or a government worker. Perhaps I'm about to receive an inheritance from my family. Perhaps I need to help my family with some assistance so mom can survive in the nursing home or the home health care facility she's at. My kids might need some help buying their first home. Or, oh my goodness, I need to start thinking about, when should I take Social Security? Is it now? Is it at 62? Is it at 67? Should I wait till 70? When should I take, what should I do about these Medicare options? All of those things, it's not one of those things. It's people that have all of those questions all lined up in front of them. And they say, Mark, or Friedman Financial, because it's more than just me, how do we manage all of these balls that we're juggling in the air so that we can come up with a strategy so that when it's time to retire, when the paycheck stops, we'll have resources to provide us with an income stream so we can continue to live the lifestyle to which we've grown accustomed. And that's what we do. That is the key components of what it is that we do at Friedman Financial. Yeah, we manage a lot of money, over $450 million actually for our clients. And how many clients do we have? Surprisingly, around 450. So the average amount of money that people have managed with us is somewhere between $800,000 and $1 million. Yeah, there are some people with less. Yes, there are some people with more. But no, it's not people with $20 million, $30 million, $40 million. No, 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 no. Many people have net worths, probably as you look around your neighborhood, net worths of somewhere between $750,000 and $2.5 million. And you might say, no, 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 that's not me. Or, wow, he just described me. Because remember, when you think about net worth doesn't mean what I have in my bank account. It doesn't mean what I have in my 401k. It means everything you have. That includes bank accounts and 401ks, yes. But it also includes the value of your house. It also includes the cash value of any life insurance that you might have, annuities that you might own, savings bonds that you get stuck in your underwear drawer, all sorts of that stuff. health savings accounts. It could be a number of things. And then what you have to do, you got to subtract. You have to subtract the stuff that you owe. Car payments, mortgage payments, student loan payments, credit card bills, which I hope you're not carrying. And then you have what's called your net worth. And from that net worth, you need to spin off some income in retirement. And how do you do it? And certainly, how do you do it in this day and age? We're going through a pandemic right now, and the market has pulled itself back at the worst period of time in March. It pulled itself back almost 33%. March 23rd, that's going to be one of those memorable days when we start to get out of this pandemic. We're going to think March 23rd was the day when we hit our bottom. I hope. I mean, hey, we could still go to another bottom. You never know what's going to happen. But I'm feeling pretty good that we've already hit the bottom in this market. And in fact, if you haven't looked, the S&P 500 was up more than 30% since we've hit the bottom. 30%. If I told you investments are up 30% since March 23rd, you might think, Mark, you're nuts. But a lot of them are. Yeah. In fact, when you get your April statement, remember I told you, it must have been like April 3rd, April 4th. I said, you know, when you get your March statement, do yourself a favor. Don't even open it. Take the envelope, bring it to the shredder, just stick it in the shredder and don't even peek, because you'll want to throw up. You'll be so miserable because we had not seen a pullback and a drop in the market so dramatically, so quickly in the month of March. You would have absolutely hated it. But I'll tell you this, it would be okay to open the April statement because you're going to see a huge tick up, I think. I mean, depends upon how you invest your money, of course. But we are finding that those that invested in a portfolio of, let's say, 60% in the stock market, 40% in the bond market, and you left everything alone, you didn't do anything dramatic during this period of time, you're going to find out, you're going to say, you know, I'm doing so bad. Maybe I'm only down about 8%, 8 to 10%. 8 to 10%, that's nothing. We got to expect that to happen on almost an annual basis. Folks, we are chipping our way out of this. All we got to wait for, and I think the government and the analysts and the researchers and the drug companies are working like crazy to find that vaccine, and they're going to fast track it, and we're going to get out of this. We are going to do well. And in fact, if we didn't think that was the case, the markets would be tumbling terribly. 30 million people out of work. You drive through Boston, you drive through the North Shore, you drive through the Merrimack Valley, and it's almost a ghost town, except, of course, at Home Depot and the supermarket and a few other places. But people want to get back out. Businesses want to open, and there's enough confidence in our government. The government has actually provided us with so much money. Yeah, they provided us with these unemployment checks for so many people, but they've also provided us with backfill money for businesses, for major industries and minor industries, so that we can keep America pumping along. And once this thing turns, folks, it's going to be like a jet engine. So I hope you remain invested. You know, many people are, I should say this. So if now is the time, or if you're starting to say, you know, I think I got to get my financial house in order. Maybe now is the time where I really need to sit down and talk with somebody, or perhaps I've been working with a financial advisor, but they really haven't been reaching out to me to talk to me about my situation or about what they're thinking and what they're doing. We're here and I'm happy to help you and I'm happy to talk with you. Our phone number at the office is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. And our website is friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the website if you want. You want to learn a little bit more about how we do it. Trust me, the website that's here, the conversations that you hear from me, this is not being funneled through some mothership of a company that says, Mark, this is what you need to say. We are independent financial advisors. I am a fiduciary. My job is to place your interests first and to make the experience that we have with you as personal as possible. Of course, here on the radio station, I've got to offer some broad-based advice that I think that appeals to a larger scope of the audience. And of course, you may not agree with everything that I say. In fact, I'm sure you won't, because you're going to have a little bit of a different situation. But when we meet individually, We talk about your needs, your goals, your objectives, so that we can make sure that you're on the right path. And right now, it might feel like you are paralyzed. What do I do? I got all these things juggling in the air, and more things are just getting thrown at me. We can help you with that. We can give you some rational guidance during these emotional times. No, we're not meeting in our office. Of course, we're not right now. I hope to do that soon. But we offer free initial consultations. And anybody who listens to this show, anybody at all, if you just want to have a conversation, folks, I'm working from my house. This has been week 7 for us. Give the office a call. You're not going to be sold anything. I'm not going to try to get you to sign anything or anything like that. We got a really well-established company. I want to do what's right for the community. I want to do what's right for you. Give our office a call. We can walk you through and talk you through some of the concerns that you have that are wrestling through your head. And maybe we can provide you with the guidance that you need. And when the time is right, perhaps we can work together. Our office number, once again, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. I wanted to finish up also talking about some of these unemployment checks, because I talked about this in the first segment. In Massachusetts, did you know that the largest unemployment check that you can collect is $835? Just call it $800. $800, that means that you had to be making $1,600 a week or less to get the maximum check. $1,600 a week or more to get the maximum check. So if you were making $1,600 a week or $16,000 a week, a lot of money, you'd get a check for $800. But did you know that the maximum check you can get in New Hampshire is $427? That's a little more than half of what you can get if you were living in Massachusetts. In Florida, do you know that the maximum check you can get is $275? Remember, let's do that again. The maximum check you're eligible for if you were a resident and working in Massachusetts is $823. The maximum check you can get if you were living in New Hampshire is $427. In Florida, it's $275. And in New York, the most populated state in America. I shouldn't say that. Maybe it's California, but it's pretty close. New York, $504. Yeah, Massachusetts is giving you $800. Plus, everybody on that list, plus $600. So I can understand why there's a lot of people in Massachusetts saying, no, stay home. I don't want to get out. I don't want to catch a virus. No one wants to catch this virus. Trust me, no one wants to get this. But there's a little bit of personal bias here, because in many cases, people are being paid far more money to stay at home than they are to go back to work. But remember, that $600 check that you're going to get right now is planning to stop after 13 weeks. So this is not a forever check, 13 weeks. So I wouldn't be surprised if the tone in the conversation change after 13 weeks, which is generally a calendar quarter. The tone changes to say, all right, now I'll go back to work. Now I'll go back, because I'm not getting my $600. And I think also, as the weeks move along, we feel a little bit more comfortable about re-engaging in the community as well. It's interesting. But there is some good news that's out there, folks. There are some great things that are happening here all across our country. And John Krasinski, you've seen him on The Office. You've seen him on Jack Ryan. You've seen him on a lot of shows. He's probably got the most popular YouTube site that's out there right now, doing these little 15-minute showcases on good news that are happening around the country. And millions of people are tossing them ideas. And John's a Massachusetts guy. And I hope you've had a chance to tune in. If you haven't, it's his GSN network, SGN, the Some Good News Network. You got to go check that out. But folks, let's make it even more local. There are some good news stories that are happening right here on the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley. One of them is happening as close to my own town right here in North Andover. And when we get back, I'm going to introduce you to somebody who is changing the face of dealing with seniors, of how seniors here in the North Andover area are going to have an experience that is going to be unlike anything they've ever had before. They're going to love this. It's going to be it's a community-inspired experience led by one person who then rallied the troops. And you'll hear about how big these troops are to inspire 330 graduates of the North Andover High School class. It's a great story, and I'm going to have Jen Rivers from North Andover on the call with me when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Because we were all at home, we had nowhere to go. We didn't spread the virus.
Are you facing critical decisions that could impact your retirement income? Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial, and since 1968, we've been providing comprehensive financial planning and investment advice to individuals residing on the North Shore and throughout the Merrimack Valley. We can help you plan for the retirement of your dreams. Call me today at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
That's right. Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial, where I'm 6 feet away from you and you are 6 feet away from me. I hope everybody is doing well. We are here in, well, I'm broadcasting to you once again, week 7 from my home in North Andover with Dollars and Cents. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located, currently located in my office, in my house, but we are scattered all throughout the place. But generally, we are in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Alto Forno Restaurant on 41 Cross Street. Joining me this segment is a very special person who is doing an amazing job here in our own community to try to honor and help to recognize one of the most challenging periods of time for a group of students, the seniors in our high school, who are really struggling to find some finality, some community, some connection to the last year in their high school as they all separate and they go their separate ways to trade schools, to colleges, to the workforce, to the military, wherever it is that they may choose to go. On the phone with me is Jen Rivers from North Andover. Jen, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
Good. I'm so happy to have you on the call. So I've known Jen for a while. Jen has a daughter who's at the high school. I have a son who's at the high school, both who are seniors. And actually, we both have children who are both juniors at the high school as well. So we've got to know each other quite well. But as you well know, graduation is going to be a little bit different. And in fact, it's different for every community and everyone's trying to figure things out. So Jen came up with this idea that I'm going to have you tell everyone about, Jen, this idea to try to recognize all 330, if that's the number, of graduates from North Andover High School to make their life a little bit more special, a little bit more significant. And what you've done in a course of, I think it's been about a week, maybe 10 days, is just unbelievable. So Jen, why don't you tell everyone your story?
Okay. Well, like you, Mark, and like all the other parents out there, we're all trying to find something to make our kids have a memory. And I had heartbroken girls, a junior that can't go to prom, a senior that can't go to prom, can't have her last concert, can't graduate. And on that Friday, they didn't know they were not going back until, next year. And they were going off to college. So I thought about it, and I saw something online about adopt a senior. And I'm like, all right, we can do this. So I created a Facebook page and invited everybody who was friends with me on Facebook. And did that on a Friday night, and by Saturday morning, 210 around there, requests came in to be part of this group. That number has increased and increased and increased, and we are close to 1,000 within 1 week. The idea of the whole program is that going forward, starting on May 1st, which was yesterday, until graduation day would have been on the 5th of June, we're asking families within North Andover to adopt a North Andover High School senior and celebrate their senior year with them, or the graduation, that what would have been the best month of their life. And what they're asked to do is once a week, they're asked to do a simple act of kindness, a poster saying, congratulations, a thing of balloons, ice cream sundae, a pizza, maybe a gift card to Dunkin' Donuts or, we've got Perfecto's Cafe, or The Loft or Orzo's. anything and everything that they can do just to give them a little bit of cheer, because these kids are chartering unfamiliar waters, like we all are. And they're lost, and they're depressed, and they're frustrated, and they're hurt. So this has all been word of mouth, and every community person has reached out to another community person, and it's been an overwhelming response. These 330 kids are on Instagram and are so excited about this that I am pairing them up with a family. I have enough families within town for these kids to be adopted by two families each. That's how much this has spread. It's kind of like after 9/11, everybody was finding something positive to talk about, something positive to do to make themselves feel better because we were at such a loss. This is the same, but worse. And I can't say, because nobody knows what this is and when it's going to go away. So in this case, is these kids are reaching out to me. They're excited about it. And it started yesterday. And people, I should add that the town merchants have reached out. And they're supporting it. And what they're doing is they're offering deals and discounts for the families to make it affordable. Because these people that are doing it, some don't have their jobs right now. Some are furloughed. So they're wanting to help out. And they also want, you know, they're struggling. It's also getting them business is great as well. So it's a win-win for everybody. And the kids are going to be celebrated each week, once a week, or the families can do much more. They can go over every day. And hopefully this will also carry on to a lifelong friendship between two new people. So that's the program. And it's great. I mean, it's a Facebook page only, and I have heard nothing but positive. It's the most rewarding thing to have started something and have it be a completely positive experience for these kids.
Yeah, the momentum that is built on this over the past week or so is, I mean, I follow it on Facebook. It's really been tremendous. And, you know, at first I thought, when you first announced this, I thought it was, you were basically asking a parent like myself who has a son who's a senior to say, hey, would you consider sponsoring somebody else? But that's right. Not what it turned into. Why don't you explain how this is not the parents of the kids that are seniors, is it?
No, it is not. In fact, I'm holding off on allowing the senior class parents to adopt another senior class student because the amount of people within the town, these families within the town, it's such an amazing community that they've all reached out to say, I want to help. I want to do this. I remember my senior week. I remember my senior graduation. It's heartbreaking to them to think that these kids aren't, in some towns, aren't even going to get one until next year. And in our case, are getting a virtual one. It's, and nobody, no one in the school districts, no one in the community, no one knows how to charter these waters. So these people are saying, let's help. Let's make these kids feel as important as they are and let them have something that they can remember 5 years from now that, yeah, we had the quarantine, but these people all reached out to me and hopefully 5 years from now they'll say, and I'm still really good friends with them. And they watched me go through college. So that's the point. People are amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, these stories of acts of kindness are going to be not only something that happens within the moment, but these are going to be memories that will last forever. I mean, kids are going to think back 5, 10, 20, 30 years from now when they think about what was life like when you were finishing up your high school year. I mean, yeah, there'll still be reunions and the kids will all gather again, but they're going to think about some of the special moments. And frankly, Jen, you're going to be the pivotal person that made a lot of this happen. And I know you don't want to take a lot of credit yourself, you know, want to share it with everybody, but it starts with one person, Jen. It starts with somebody who's willing to carry the flag and say, you know what, we got to fix something, but I'm going to make this happen. And you've really done that. So my hat goes off to you and all of the work that you've always continued to do in this community. But this is the big one. This is the grand finale that you are working through. So I know so many people are so proud of you and what you're doing for carrying this torch.
Well, thank you very much. But like I said, yeah, I started it, but I could never have imagined this. And if the community wouldn't have done it, it would have been a few friends. But this, I have never felt so blessed in my life that people are so caring and compassionate, and it shows you what true community is all about.
Yeah, and this is not, you've got every age getting involved, from families. I mean, young and old want to get involved, people with kids, people that don't have kids, single folks, businesses wanting to get involved. And I mean, tell us a little bit about some of what some of these businesses are doing to try to come up with some ideas to help these families make, you know, a weekly event special for these kids.
Yeah, sounds great. I'll start with Mad Maggie's. Mad Maggie's is owned by a gentleman in town named Steve. And I reached out to him. My children actually work for him. And I reached out to him and I said, can you give me a couple things that that they can do? And he came up with three items that are specific to the graduating senior only. So it's not extended out to any other people. And he did a gift card, a reduced half price gift card. And in, as long as you give the graduating senior's name, you can participate in it. So you can get a gift card. He also did a quarantine Sunday, graduation Sunday for that child as well. You can get that for $10. It was a pint of ice cream, two toppings, and hot fudge. And you have to give the graduating senior's name to Steve, to Mad Maggie's, and they'll have it ready for you, and you can deliver it to that student, and that student can have an individual ice cream sundae. And then he did an ice cream cake for a little higher price point. Same thing with Rose and Dove, which is a local boutique in town. She created an opportunity for somebody to purchase a Scout bag that's normally $15 for $7.50 with the student's name. And she'll personalize it with the graduating student's name, along with a gift card opportunity. That's also what Orzo's did, and The Loft did. Ivy Nails did a gift card. We also reached out to J&M Subs. They're doing a program for the kids. You can buy them a pizza and get a pizza free. As long as you have the graduating senior's name from North Andover High School, you can call them and say, I'm delivering a pizza to them, and I get the next pizza for free. So you can give them dinner one night. We have a balloon company that's doing red and balloon, black balloons, six red and black balloons, the party fun. And, I mean, the list goes on and on. We have Cakes by Kathy. We have Pipe Dream Cupcakes. They're doing specialty cupcakes for the seniors. And it keeps going. TLC Sports Apparel is doing a 25% discount for the senior, them to do. So everything keeps going. And I'm trying to keep all the price points under $20. And that way we're not impacting the families that are willing to do this in a really high negative way financially during these hard times. But we're allowing them to get creative. AFC Urgent Care in North Andover purchased all the poster board. And a family, any of the adopting families can come and pick up poster boards so that they don't have to go into a store if they don't feel comfortable. And they can make a sign and deliver it to the graduating senior. And then Sizzle House Slimes is doing custom slime for $10. And then also doing a pinwheel flocking, like everybody sees, on the lawn that will stay there for 48 hours. And, I mean, the list goes on, and there's a list on our Facebook page that tells of all the vendors, and I'm constantly updating it.
How do people get to this Facebook page, Jen?
They go to Adopt a North Andover High School Senior .com. Adopt a North Andover High School Senior on Facebook. They have
with no spaces, right? That's all long, like one, like 75. You know, letter, line.
I know, it's terrible, but, you know, adopt a senior could mean our elderly community. It could mean another community in general.
Right. So be sure you get the spelling right. Everybody again what that line is?
Adopt a North Andover High School Senior.
And so if you're a business owner and you'd like to let us know that you'd like to participate in this program to try to make the lives of North Andover High School seniors a little bit special. And look, if you're listening in from Peabody or from Beverly or from Topsfield or from wherever, and you hear, you know, wow, that story really inspired me. Maybe I could get my community to do the same thing. Wouldn't it be amazing if the entire North Shore, the entire Merrimack Valley could start to do something for every high school in this area? And I know, Jen, I mean, you've got... You said over 1,000 people who have said, hey, I want to help, but we only have 330 seniors in our high schools. So I know you're looking to potentially expand this a little bit further to some of the other area schools in the community, right?
Correct. So after I'm finished pairing up the 330 North Andover students, and I'm down to the last 50, which is phenomenal, then I'm going to extend it to North Andover residents who have children attending private or Catholic or other schools, Central Catholic, Brooks, St. John's, Austin Prep, wherever they go, and I've compiled a list, and then those extra parents that I can't get to with the North Andover High School students, they still want to do something. So I'm letting them, I'm asking them to sponsor or pair up with and celebrate our North Andover residents students that are seniors going to different schools. So that's going to take part, that's probably going to start next week, late next week. So
now, I know you've set up a series of rules so that everybody right. plays fairly in this game and so that everybody knows the scope of what you're trying to do. Could you try to give some sense as to why you created these guidelines and why it's so important that everyone follow them?
Well, it's also, it's about respect. You know, it's I'm a one woman show, asking for everybody's help. So, you know, I'm basically playing match.com. I hate to say it because I'm just pairing individuals up. And then I'm letting them, based upon their comfort, go further. It's not my responsibility as a parent to determine everything for everybody else. But if I don't have a set of rules, for example, the first rule is no swapping. You're given the kid that you're given, and you're supposed to do it. You have to choose when you come in. You have to be willing to say, I'll take any North Andover High School student. And I give you a person, that's the person you're going to take care of for the next 5 weeks. The second one is it's only respectful. Nothing, no debating, no back and forth on, you know, on who's doing it better, who's not. It's not a competition. These are simple acts of kindness. To be a sponsor, you have to live in North Andover, or know the person individually, and you have to have an active Facebook page. That's the only way that I can, you know, I can vet you to be the right person to, you know, put with a family. It's just a list of comments.
It goes on and on. I mean, you've done an amazing job trying to create this as fair, as honest, and you know, and it creates an environment where people are going to start to exchange things of what they've done or the experience that they've had with these students. It will all be on this Facebook page. And I know we got to wrap up this segment, but I know from my own experience when I was in high school, I don't know what it was, but the last 2 or 3 months of my senior year, and I think this is why you're doing this, is that the last 2 or 3 months of my senior year, I made more friends during that period of time than I did, I think, my entire 12 years of school, because I became friends with people who I had never been friends with before, because despite all of the cliques and all of the different sections of the schools that existed through high school, as you're approaching those final couple months and you're realizing, oh my goodness, we're all going out into the real world. Just because you played football and your friends were football friends, or you were in the drama club and your friends were in the, you know, and you just had the drama circles, all of a sudden people are coming together. You see each other at your proms. You see each other at these social events, at the senior week events, and you realize, wow, I've got interests. I have shared interests with so many other people at this high school that I didn't know because I was so stuck in my sporting circle or in my drama circle, and now we're together. And so you're trying to create as best you can an environment where our students are interacting with other people in the community who they not normally would have connected up with. And they're going to make lifetime memories. They're going to tell forever stories. And it will all be shared through social media, making everybody feel good. And this is some really good news. So, Jen, thank you so much for being on this show. Thank you for sharing this great news. And once again, what is that Facebook page again?
The long one. Adopt a North Andover High School Senior.
Head on over there and take a look. If you're a business owner, let Jen know how you can also be a participant in this. Jen, thank you so much. And thank you for all the great work that you're doing. And I know on behalf of the entire community here in North Andover, we extend a heartfelt appreciation to you. And you and I will get together at some point when the dust all clears and we'll share some wine.
Sounds fantastic, Mark. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, Jen. Thanks. Talk to you later.
All righty.
Bye-bye. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, I want to share a story of what's moving the S&P 500 now versus what moved the S&P 500 just not too many years ago. And I think you might be surprised that when you start thinking about investing and what the next best places are to put your money, You may want to think a little bit differently. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
You could blend the classic strategies of investing with a contemporary approach to financial planning. That's what Friedman Financial can do for you. Wherever you are along your financial journey, Friedman Financial has the skills, technology, and experience to help you make smart financial decisions. Their team of certified financial planners will deliver an independent, objective, personalized plan for you. Friedman Financial. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Shut it down, lock your doors. It's cancel culture, getting bored. Nothing left for us to do but sit at home and watch the news. Weed in and spread the virus. Cause we were all at home. We had nowhere to go.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Thanks again to Jen Rivers from North Andover, who told us a great story about something that she is doing with the support of almost 1,000 people in the North Andover community to support our seniors and make their year as special as we possibly can. I hope other cities and towns are inspired by that story so that you find ways to make the lives of your seniors in high school as special for them as what she and so many other people are doing right here in North Andover. I'm going to shift gears for a minute and talk a little bit about some markets because, you know, many people have heard that the stock market, though it dropped almost 33% on March 25th, has responded really well over the past 6 weeks, despite the fact that we got 30% unemployment. You can't go outside to restaurants. You can't go shopping at the mall. You can't do all of this stuff. You got to wear a mask wherever you go. We're still quarantined at home. And it's amazing that the market is responding with such resiliency. And a lot of it is because, A, people are actually saving money. Yeah, even those that are unemployment are getting a check larger than they would have ever imagined, and they're starting to save it. The government is stepping up by providing loans to businesses. They're kicking back some, giving some money to large businesses. They're making sure that this country doesn't fail so that when we do open up the doors, when we are back to business, we are going to really take off like a rocket ship. But there are five stocks right now, five stocks that are really driving what's been going on in the market. And you got to be careful because when you think about these five stocks, you think, well, wow, this is what I would want to own for the future. Remember, when you're buying individual stocks, you're buying something that's based upon what you think is going to happen, not what has already happened. And I can't tell you how many people have called me up and they say, Mark, should I be buying Zoom Technology right now? Well, a little late now. I mean, Zoom Technology, there were 20 million people who were participating in Zoom Technology on January 30th, and now it's almost 300 million people worldwide that are on Zoom Technology. Do you think now is the time to buy that stock? Think about Apple. You know, how many people don't own an Apple phone? So in order for Apple to see the kind of trajectory and growth that it's seen over the next 5 to 10 years, there's not enough people on the planet to continue to buy Apple phones. Look, we're not replacing our Apple phones as often as we were before. Remember, a couple of years ago, it seemed like every 6 or 8 months, there'd be another new phone coming out. That stuff isn't happening. But I want you to think about this. The S&P 500, when you hear that term, the S&P 500 is made up of the 500 largest stocks that trade on the stock exchange. 500. Now, it's not one five. When you see that the S&P went up or down, it isn't that 1/500th of each stock moved in a particular direction. You see, the S&P is what's called market weighted, which means that the spend, depending upon the size of each stock within the S&P 500, one might have a little bit more influence than others. So you take a stock like Microsoft, which is far larger than, I don't know, let's say Bank of America. So if Microsoft moves up, it's going to have a greater influence in the S&P 500 than is Bank of America. So what's interesting, though, is we have gotten to a point in our life in 2020 where five stocks, five stocks impact 21% of the movement in the S&P 500. And those five stocks, just so you know, are Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Amazon. All technology companies. That's what's really driving this. So you might own a whole bunch of other stocks, but these five stocks, the direction of these five stocks is really dictating the direction of what's going on in the market right now. Now, does that mean that those are the five stocks to buy? If you know, if you listen to this show, I'm telling you, don't buy individual stocks. Let the portfolio managers of individual mutual funds buy the stocks for you. Let them decide whether they should buy a million shares of Apple or a million shares of Amazon, rather than you and I trying to buy 10 shares of Apple or one share of Tesla or whatever it is. Let the portfolio managers do that work and build the proper portfolio. But it's interesting to look back. We have to say, how long ago was it when 21% of the S&P 500 was held by just five companies? 21, one-fifth of the S&P 500 is driven and moving by five companies: Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Amazon. When did that last happen? You have to go back to 1977. And I would bet in 1977, very few of you who are even listening to this show had even thought about investing in the stock market, let alone some of you weren't even born that are listening to this show. I was. I mean, I was, where was I? I was 1977. I was 11 years old. That's me. And I wasn't working at Friedman Financial then. I think I was just getting ready to start thinking about planning for my bar mitzvah. So I definitely wasn't thinking about the stock market for sure. But in 1977, would you like to know the five stocks that everyone said they had to own? Because right now in 2020, people are saying, oh my goodness, I've got to own Microsoft and Apple and Facebook and Google and Amazon because they're the big ones, right? This is what's going to carry me for my next 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 years. These are the big ones that are going to get me there. 1977, here's what people were saying. I got to own these companies. You ready? IBM, Exxon, AT&T, GE, and GM. IBM, AT&T, Exxon, GE, and GM. How comfortable would you say, if you were to put up money right now and say, well, I'm going to plan my future by owning those five stocks, or I'd let those five stocks be the greatest drivers of the S&P 500 for the next 30 years? How comfortable would you feel? Well, think about that. Now look backwards. And so think to yourself now, the drivers right now of 2020 are Microsoft, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Amazon. 30 years from now, 20 years from now, when you look back, are you going to say, maybe I wasn't so smart here? And that is why we don't encourage you to buy individual stocks on this show. We encourage you to stick with the mutual funds. Let the portfolio managers own Microsoft if they think it's important to have in their portfolio, or own GE and own Exxon. Let them decide. Let them craft the portfolio that is right for you. And then let us, as your financial advisor, guide you with collecting a series of investments, so that you're well allocated, so that you don't go through the rocky ride that people have gone through over the past 8 weeks of seeing the value of your accounts drop 30, 40, 50, 60%. Look, if you were invested in the lodging industry, if you were invested in the travel industry, if you were invested in the cruise ship industry, in the airlines, whatever it might have been, you've seen some of your stocks drop 70 and 80%. That is dangerous. Now, could you say, well, maybe those are some great opportunities for buying? Well, if you just saw what Warren Buffett had to say this week, Warren Buffett said that he got rid of all of his airline stocks. Now, does that mean that you shouldn't own them? No, that's not what he's saying. But Warren Buffett said he just lost $50 billion, not just in airline stocks, but in everything. But he's also said this at his recent shareholder meeting. It was a virtual shareholder meeting. No one was in Omaha. He said, nothing can basically stop America. The American miracle, the American magic has always prevailed, and it will soon do it again. In World War II, he was convinced of this. He was convinced of it again during the Cuban Missile Crisis, in 9/11, and through the financial crisis. We are going to get through this. We are going to get through this. All we need to do is be patient. We need to plan appropriately, and we need to remain positive. And I'm realizing that I'm up against the clock. So I got to get out of here. I thought we'd tell you a little bit more, but we will save that for next Sunday. We will be back with more Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial right here on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity sub-accounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.
Your official at work station, North Shore 104.9, WBOQ Gloucester.